They intentionally rearrange what they gave their energy to in order to show up as the best version of themselves and in the best way to support their needs so that they're able to better show up for those around them and better show up for what they're creating in life. Hello, my loves, and welcome to the Purposeful Lifestyle Development Podcast, where we discuss all things thought work and manifestation, but we use neuroscience and the study of the brain to do so. I'm your host, Tessa Spizak. I'm a board-certified practitioner, master life and health coach, and seasoned executive speaker. If you're ready to create your highest value lifestyle and turn your dream life into a reality, you're in the right place. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello, hello, my loves, and biggest welcome back to the new and the improved podcast version 2.0, updated to Tessa Talks Purposeful Lifestyle Development. I am so happy to be back after a whole 2 months off. I've been doing some things behind the scenes to make this new year and this new season even better than ever. You might have noticed a slight change in the title from purely just Purposeful Lifestyle Development to Tessa Talks Purposeful Lifestyle Development, just meaning I'll be expanding some of our conversation to include all of the things that I work with my folks on, including the mind-body connection, nutrition, which is my home where I got started in all of this, and as well, I'll be using some of the analytics from what you guys have told me, what you've shown me through your downloads and your questions and everything in between, just implementing that more into the podcast. And you might also notice a new photo, a bit brighter, much more up to date with me now, not over 2 years ago when we started this podcast. And some more things will be rolling into, some interviews, discussions, and I'll get into more into that very, very soon. But I love a little rebrand, an intentional rebrand to be more specific, especially anytime that has to do with self and being more aligned to the self. Because when I say rebrand, I want you to think of this. A rebrand is a holistic approach to rediscovering and showcasing your truest self. Remember that definition. I'm going to repeat it. It's a holistic approach to rediscovering and showcasing your truest self. So that doesn't mean you have to completely revamp and redraw everything, just becoming a whole new person overnight. But it means that making minor adjustments that are more in line with what we want to be doing, who we feel called to be, or sometimes what our brain and our body are screaming at us to do. And I never want anyone to be scared to make these adjustments or to start that rebrand because they feel like there's this some underlying idea that that means that there's something wrong with you that you need to change, right? Again, I think that the practice of a quote-unquote rebrand is a really healthy practice of just being honest with you, listening to and tuning in to what is happening with you in your now, in your right now. So for instance, here's an idea of how you can think about this. There could be someone who's listening right now that to everyone else looking in at them, they would assume that this person has it all together 100%. You see them excelling in their career. They may seem to be on top of their social game. You know, you always see them posting pictures with their friends, doing something fun. Maybe they just seem to be the perfect parent. And you describe them as something like totally on top of it, completely put together, maybe even just sophisticated in life. I don't know, but you get the drift. This person just totally looks like they're killing it. But what you might not realize is for them, it might feel like being buried under people-pleasing pressure to get it all done. It could be very on brand for this person to be known as the one who says yes to everything, to maybe put others' needs in front of their own. Maybe they're kind of known to show up to the meetings with a notepad full of ideas, but they also tend to get spoken over by the person with a loud mouth and half as well thought out ideas, right? So for this person, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, but the rebrand that they're looking for is to be someone who is seen as and sees himself as someone with a powerful voice, someone whose ideas that you want to listen to, not just that they're a good listener. Someone who sets clear boundaries and doesn't always say yes no matter what. You know, this is something we talked about at the end of the year before the break. Definitely go back if you need a refresh. But again, a rebrand doesn't have to come from a place of wrong. It can definitely just be turning toward something that serves you more. And I like to think of it like this. Rebranding yourself means evaluating and potentially reinventing how you show up. It means making a conscious effort to change not only how others see you, but how you see you and how you do you. When you rebrand, you can even just be shifting focus from another point of view to a point of view that deserves more focus and more attention. You change how you show up for yourself, highlighting what you want associated with you. Maybe it just means a new chapter, a changing area of life. There are so many ebbs and flows for each and every one of us as we move through life. That is something that I will repeat and shout from the rooftops to the end of my days. Ebbs and flows are perfectly normal and natural, and we want them. And there are so many times that we can pick up behaviors and habits that totally serve us for a season. But when we move out of that season, that's no longer needed, or maybe it becomes a disservice to us. So, for example, here's one I think a lot of people listening in can relate to. You know, I work with a lot of folks who suffer through burnout. I do a lot of coaching and I see this cycle. First, and obviously this is very simplified, but there's something that's causing a burnout and a person is recognizing it and they're taking the steps that they need. Maybe that's to slow down, to re-anchor, to realign themselves. And that's exactly what we want. But then the burnout subsides. And these habits that might have at one point helped them re-anchor now can cause anxiety because their needs have changed. So say being in a constant go-go-go state caused someone to burn out. So the solution was to start saying no at times, to take a few more nights at home, to be more inwardly tuned. Again, we know there's way more to it and healing burnout, but just to keep the point simple. But once that burnout subsides, maybe the lack of stimulation and lessening the daily task list, that starts to get boring. And the energy that they've saved for themselves now really feel like it needs a creative outlet, whatever the case may be. So we need another pivot. We need a bit of a rebrand. So as you can look at that, the busybody burning out had to rebrand to someone who is more focused on themselves, who is more conscious of their own energy expenditures. But now in the next ebb and flow, they need to find more passion. They learned what they should be giving less energy to. They intentionally rearrange what they gave their energy to in order to show up as the best version of themselves and in the best way to support their needs so that they're able to better show up for those around them and better show up for what they're creating in life. And when you notice it, when you feel it, that you've changed, things have changed, your needs or ideas have changed, when you know you want to show up differently, honestly, and I don't think people realize this, but the hardest part isn't actually doing it. It's the decision point. It's deciding to do it. The most difficult part, the hardest part of the hill here, is getting past the one part of the brain that makes change hard. Long story short, the amygdala within our brain interprets change as a threat and it releases hormones that cause fear, our fight or flight responses. And then we have the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. So just think the front of the brain behind your forehead. It's likely to assume failure more than success as a means to protect us from threats. This is old school part of the brain, hunter-gatherer part of the brain. So as a result, our brain still interprets change as pain. And I come back to that a lot because when we know this, it gives us the power and puts us in the driver's seats to basically tell our brain, oh, hey, I realize what I might feel like in my body. It feels like this is scary or harder than it seems. My brain seems to be giving me 50 million excuses not to do it, but I'm aware that's just my brain trying to keep me safe, and I'm choosing not to listen to it. And the more you choose not to listen to it, the more your brain learns that this is potentially exciting or energy giving, or at least means that it's not the danger zone, right? So with that being said, here's honestly where I want you to start, is with the easiest things. I am a big believer. This is deeper than just, oh, do the simple stuff. But no, I am a big believer, and I coach everyone that I talk to on an individual basis that here's the way you want to think of it when you're creating change, is this change should make total sense to you. You want to understand both why you are doing it, but also make it as easy as possible. And you'll notice what the easy things are start to grow and grow and grow, and that list becomes longer until you look up and everything you wanted is now easy. So as someone who, again, we talked about this in a little bit of the rebrand, I talk a lot about health. So let's just use that as our overall umbrella example here. If you want to rebrand yourself as someone who focuses more on their health, and you want to focus your brand to be a health-focused person, I do not want you to change absolutely everything overnight. Don't plan for it. Don't think about it. Don't fantasize it. We don't need to discuss it further. We know that doesn't work. Just like the old saying, diets don't work. You're not changing your whole health overnight. What I want you to do instead to start is make a list of all of the smallest things that you can do that make you feel more health-focused. The things that take little to no time and little to no energy, start there. I'm telling you, the secret here is that this list grows. But what is it now? Is it to drink more water? To grab fruit and nuts instead of a more processed snack? To have a system to take your vitamins? Take a walk on your lunch break? Listen to a podcast? Is it to read instead of scroll? Maybe opt for cherry juice instead of wine at nighttime? What are the little things that you can do that make you feel like a more health-focused person? For me, it's basically all of those things, but some of my silly ones, it makes me feel healthy to have something green in the morning, to drink something green, whether that's an actual greens juice, greens powder, matcha, that makes me feel healthy, right? I like it. I like to get some sort of movement before my first meal of the day, but at least before my second. I know that that keeps my energy center to get some movement, even if it's as small as a stretch, yoga, a walk, something like that. I also do like to walk every day, you know, that the weather permits, right? I'm not one to go out in the rain or if it's like frozen outside, but every chance I get, I like to walk every day. And honestly, it makes me feel really good and really healthy to start at least with no headphones, hear the birds, take notice of the sun, things like that. I personally feel healthier when I put greens and lettuce and salad in basically all of my meals. Regardless of what I'm eating, I put greenery, or as my husband calls it, my leaves. But that makes me feel like I'm adding to my health, is eating something green as much as possible. I also finally found the perfect system to never forget my vitamins. That took a lot of trial and error, but every time I get it right, it reaffirms to me that I am taking steps to keep my identity or keep my brand as a healthy person. My personal brand is a healthy person as a health coach, and that makes me feel aligned. And of course, there's so many more parts and facets of me, but that's one I really honor and I like it. And these things that are on my list, you know, they wouldn't work for everyone and I don't expect them to. But that's why I'm saying, what is the easiest thing for you that make you feel like, yes, I got it. You want to be healthy? This makes me feel healthy. You want to be this? This makes me feel this. What are the easiest things you can start doing? Because I promise, once you start doing the easier things, that list grows, and what might seem just totally improbable, like you could never do it, give it enough time, add more things to this list, and you're going to look up, and that's going to be the easiest, most in line thing to do. So start there. What's the easiest thing that you can do to move the needle in the direction that you want to go? Figure those out and start there. Because here's the trick. When we start moving in the direction that we want, even when it's so small that if there was someone watching us, they might not even pick up on it. Even if it only puts you 1 degree closer to the rebrand that you want, it pushes you into doing instead of wanting. It puts you into acting instead of wishing. And that's the key. Because what felt like fear to your brain now instead feels familiar. You're doing instead of wanting and acting instead of wishing. And this is the bonus here. This changes the most important sentence for you. You're not someone who wants to be a healthier version of you or the fill in the blank version of you. You are someone who is. You are someone who is actively doing it. You are doing the work. Therefore, you are a healthier. You are a fill in the blank more so version of you. If you want to be someone who is more of anything, less of anything, what are the tiny steps you can start right now that take no more or little to more energy than what you're already using? What can you do to make this slight change? Get in that doing mode from the wanting mode, and you are effectively, my friends, in a proper rebrand. And don't dismiss the power of intention and the power that your mind has behind you. That's our driving force. And if we can get our brain on our sides, like I always say, that is where we win. So next week, that's where we're putting our focus on that mind-body connection as a driver for you to become who and what do you want, because you know, if you desire it, I believe it's for a reason and something that you deserve more than you realize. You owe it to yourself to become exactly who you want to be and know that your big dreams are closer than you realize. It only takes a 1 degree shift each day. So all of my love to each and every one of you. Next week, we'll get deeper into some of my favorite studies on that mind-body connection and getting your brain on your side. I send you through the week with all of my love. But all right, my loves, that's where I'll leave us today. I want to thank you so much for joining in on this conversation with me. And each week, every Monday, we're going to be posting a new episode going a little bit deeper into the conversation of what you can do to train your brain on purpose to really allow for the lifestyle that you want to live. Until next time, my loves, in the meantime, here's to your health and your happiness.